Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, the Constitutional Republic's on life support. It's clear as day. I've been warning you. I use the term the symbiote. Where did I get it? I was an avid reader of comic books when I was younger. I loved them. And I don't know if you remember the character Venom. It was this alien that infected this guy. And he worked with this guy to become this bad guy, Venom, with these superpowers, right? This anti-hero kind of guy. It was a symbiote. The alien worked with the human and they did what they needed to do, right? Well, there's an even more dangerous, not anti-hero, but just a straight out villain symbiote out there right now. It's the big tech, big corporation, big government, media symbiote. They're destroying us and they're working together to do it. It's not a conspiracy theory. They're openly talking about it right now. Big tech, big corporations, big government, and the media. Tucker Carlson's Twitter account, along with the Babylon Bee and others, Charlie Kirk, were now banned from Twitter and suspended from Twitter for stating the biological fact that a man was a man. If you don't think we live in an insane upside down world where big tech now wants you to believe, and if you don't comply with their fairy tale that a man can magically turn into a woman, if you don't comply with the fairy tale, you're to be banned from public discourse on one of the biggest social media platforms, and you still think we live in a free society, you are smoking methamphetamine. Do you smoke those? I don't know how that works. I'm not a meth guy, but you should seek help. Now, I want you to meet Larry Fink. You know who Larry Fink is? We've discussed his company on this show often. Larry Fink runs one of the largest investment firms in the world, BlackRock. It uses its investment power, BlackRock, to pressure companies into making Green New Deal type decisions that BlackRock thinks will benefit them. Here's Larry Fink from BlackRock just talking about it right now, how they plan on forcing companies to turn into these liberal hellholes, transforming America into an oligarchy that benefits them. Check this out.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
His words, folks, not mine. You see the symbiote? Told you about big tech with Twitter, with Tucker, big corporations, BlackRock, aligning with big government that wants concentrated power, liberal governance, and the Green New Deal is a way to get there, to eviscerate energy companies and make sure energy decisions are made at government levels alone, enriching all their friends. And then the media, of course, plays along with all this because they're liberals. They love concentrated power as long as they're the ones benefiting from the landmass. Notice I said a landmass, not a country. Because they don't see it as a country. Because they saw it as a country, we'd actually have borders. Countries are definable by borders, right? Joe, I'm not crazy. They don't believe in that either.
Right.
They believe they should control the landmass we call the United States. Forget the border part of it. Because if people coming in support their agenda and their oligarchy, they love that too. There's nothing the communist and socialist Chinese Communist Party, the Russians and enemies of the United States want more than to destroy our system, our constitutional republic, where we respect individual liberties because they know it leads to prosperity. They don't want us to be prosperous, yet they can't beat our system. The only way to destroy our system is to make it like their system. So they engage in a long-term ideological subversion because they can't destroy the United States from the outside. So they have to destroy it from the inside. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. This is one of the most disturbing videos you'll see. It's from decades ago. It's a KGB defector, Yuri Bezmenov, who was an expert in propaganda. Bezmenov is talking about how these outside entities outside of the United States leverage useful idiots in the United States to destroy it from the inside out through ideological subversion. Check this out.
Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. There's no mystery. There's nothing to do with espionage. I know that espionage intelligence gathering looks more romantic. It sells more deodorants through the advertising, probably. That's why your Hollywood producers are so crazy about James Bond type of thrillers. But in reality, the main emphasis of the KGB is not in the area of intelligence at all. According to my opinion and opinion of many defectors of my caliber, only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
So the ideological subversion is complete when no one's able to come to sensible conclusions. Like a sensible conclusion that a human being with male reproductive genitalia is in fact a man. No, it's not a man. That's a woman. No, it's a man. It's a man. You're not allowed to say that. Why are we not allowed to say that? Because it's not true. It's not true. What do you mean it's not true? What about other sensible conclusions like, yeah, you know, our economy largely runs on petrochemicals, oil and gas and coal. Maybe it'd be a good idea to power our economy with relatively cheap, effective gas. No, that's not a good idea. Let's power it with solar. Yeah, but the sun goes down at night. We don't have battery power. That's okay. We're trying to get you to nonsensical conclusions, not sensible ones like Bezmenov just noted. This is a former KGB propaganda expert explaining how outside forces that want to destroy the United States use useful idiots here to destroy and rot our country from the inside out. You mean useful idiots like big tech, big corporations, Larry Fink, big government at the SEC and the media here that lies to you all the time? Yeah, exactly. Nah, that's not happening here. Is it? Really? You sure it's not happening here? Let me show you exactly how it happens here. This is The Hill. It's a left-wing rag. I like to use left-wing outlets because the left will claim it's a conspiracy theory. And I respond by saying, really? Then why is it published in one of your left-wing rags? Kind of weird, huh? Here's an article in The Hill about Russia's covert funding of U.S. anti-fossil fuel groups. Oh, Russia was doing that? They note, but a NATO official did tell the Guardian, Russia's been using a mix of hard and soft power in its attempts to recreate a sphere of influence, including through a campaign of disinformation on many issues, including energy. It's not happening here, Joe. Come on. So Russia, that wants to sell oil and gas to the world, is, according to this piece at least, and insiders, funding efforts around the world to get green groups to push us away from oil and gas so that the Russians can benefit and we can commit energy suicide at home. which seems to be a nonsensical opinion to have, but it's nonsensical because, as Bezmenov said, they want you to believe it's sensical through their propaganda campaign. And it apparently is working. How do we know it's working here, Dan? Because here's an article by the Daily Signal. Democrats, green activists pressure big tech to censor more climate misinformation. It's almost like Putin and Xi, right? The puppets, you know, puppets, like they have the little the cross and the puppets with the strings, right?
Yeah.
And we have useful idiots here playing right into the trap, the symbiote, right here, getting the country to commit national suicide, national falling on the sword, samurai style, doing it right in front of your face. Larry Fink, not even hiding it anymore. Twitter, not even hiding it anymore. Now, this is all their great reset, their reshaping of capitalism, their new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't give a damn what you call it. The left has called it 1,000 different things. The fact checkers, of course, jump out. They're not talking about a new world order. Sounds like it to me. Matter of fact, this article popped on my email list from left-wing site Axios. One big thing. Now is the time for big ideas. Now is the time. Do you notice how they always use a crisis to move for a great reset, new world order, next big thing, reshaping capitalism? Again, I don't give a damn what you call it. But you ever notice they always use a crisis and it always seems to work out for them in the end? Their power, but never for us? This legit came over right before I gave money, proving my point, how the symbiote is crushing you and using these conflicts to move towards a more centralized government power state. Quote, a once-in-a-century pandemic, increasing climate-related disasters, the threat of World War III-level conflict, and supply chain upheaval are driving increased momentum for big ideas. Joe, increased momentum, meaning that's the left saying we're using these conflicts to push for even bigger garbage. They're driving increased momentum for big ideas when it comes to updating American infrastructure and even tackling climate change. The big picture, a paper to be unveiled today from Sale Amarova, seeks to create a federal agency, the National Investment Authority, that would direct and facilitate investment in green infrastructure. Does that sound familiar, Sale Amarova? It was Biden's nominee before she had to withdraw, and they found out, they called her Soviet Sale Amarova. Biden's nominee to regulate the banks. Oh, like she was going to regulate the banks, and she had some sympathies towards the old Soviet system? Oh yeah. Now she wants to propose a national investment authority, a government entity that would facilitate investments in green infrastructure? You mean like the green infrastructure? Big corporate Larry Fink from BlackRock, one of the world's largest investment firms, is pushing for two? You think they could get money from this? What a coincidence. Holy Moses. My gosh. Sounds like a big grift to me, doesn't it? So weird, the timing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So weird. Just totally cray-cray. Crazy pills everywhere, man. We're the conspiracy theorists, right? Weird how we produce receipts, right? And they don't. Just really strange.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.